Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
Good morning to all of you, and welcome to the first half and Q2 presentation for financial year 2021 for Benchmark Holdings. I am Tone Eriksen, the CEO of Benchmark, and as usual, I bring with me our CFO, Septima McQuire, and together we are going to give you insight into our financial and operational results from the first half and the second quarter of the financial year. And at the end of the presentation, we will also share with you our views on outlooks, as well as some reflections on the strategic positioning of the group. Starting off with the highlights, I am pleased to state that the first half of this financial year has been a period with good operational and financial performance, as well as a good strategic progress. When we entered into financial year 21, coming out of a very demanding and transformational year with significant restructuring, we had set ourselves clear financial and operational targets, as well as strategic priorities. Summarizing what we have achieved in the first half of this financial year, we have reached what we aimed for financially and operationally, and we have had the strategic progress we targeted when we entered the year. The financial and operational achievements are, of course, reflected in our financial figures for the first half. We have seen significant growth both on top line and adjusted EBITDA, measured in constant exchange rate by 11% and 13% respectively. This is what we aimed for. An important driver behind the positive developments of the group figure have been the strong performance by our advanced nutrition business area, which have had a rebound in the first part of the year. Market conditions for our advanced nutrition business have partly remained challenging enough, especially in the Americas, but easing in other markets, combined with a strengthened commercial effort, as well as discipline on the cost side, have enabled us to advance. This has been good news for us, and something that our advanced nutrition business area has been working hard to achieve. Our genetics business area have also had a good first half, with financial performance in line with what we as management expected coming into the financial year. These expectations also reflected the shift in order profile for salmon eggs that came through in Q2, as well as less buildup in biological assets. Together with lower proceeds from harvested fish, a secondary income stream from our salmon egg business, these factors constitute the main elements behind the deviation from the performance seen in Q2 of last financial year. The visibility of the salmon egg business is good in terms of when the egg deliveries are executed throughout the year. And we expect that the performance of our genetics business area will be strong for the year in totality. The financial performance in our animal health business area reflects the commercial activities we have on Salmosan that has been advancing well in the first half of the year, but also the fact that the majority of the activity in this business area has been directed towards the commercial launch of BMP Cereate and Clintreat. This means that we have been mainly in an investment phase in the first part of the year, as everybody should have expected. The good news is that we have been advancing well strategically on BMP Cereate and Clintreat, which is the strategic priority number one for the health business area, as well as for the group in total. After having received a positive opinion on our MRL from the EU back in September last year, this has now been ratified into European law in April. So we've got the MRL. Another significant milestone in Q2 was the signing of the first commercial contract for the solution in the Norwegian market, securing commercial activity for the first of the two systems that we have in our initial plan. Operationally, we have, of course, been progressing in accordance with our launch plan and subject to final granting of the MA and the ratification of MRL in Norway, we are well advanced to launch as previously communicated. Besides the strategic progress we've seen in our health business area, we have also seen good progress in other strategic areas. In advanced nutrition, we have really seen the effects of a strengthened commercial focus that has been very much on our agenda. This also includes that we have taken steps to upskill and adjust the commercial organization to make sure that we are in a position to develop commercially in this business area, but still is and will remain an important part of Benchmark going forward. In genetics, a main theme in the first part of the year has been to make sure that we position for the potential in the upcoming land-based farming paradigm. We have continued to win selected new clients in this market segment, as well as we are well advanced in expanding our incubation capacity on Iceland to make sure that we have capabilities to meet the future demand. It should be underlined that we expect an increased demand for salmon genetics, that it will come from the conventional coastal salmon farming, as well as the new land-based and ocean-based paradigms that we now see are being developed. So we are not betting on one of the production paradigms alone. Rather, we aim to be well positioned to meet demand from all three growth vectors with flexibility in our facilities to tailor to the range of needs that will develop in the years to come. Finally, on the highlights. First half of financial year 21 has been a period where we also have been focusing on advancing the group as a more streamlined and commercial group and as one unified Benchmark. This still remains very much on our agenda, as we firmly believe we have commercial potentials to be realized. One of the actions, among several others that we've been focusing on, is to co-locate business activities where it makes sense. The co-location of our business activities within genetics and advanced nutrition in Norway and Chile is part of this effort. It obviously poses an immediate potential to reduce costs, but also a potential to utilize resources and competences in a better way across the group, which will benefit both the cost side, but also the value creation side as we are moving forward. We will, of course, continue our effort to develop the group more aligned, more unified as one Benchmark, and a more streamlined group. And we will stick to what has always been a center of gravity in Benchmark, sustainability. This is why ESG continues to be a very important focus for us, and to the positive impact our products and solutions have on the sustainability of aquaculture, our commitment to the society, as well as our commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in our operations and increase the sustainability in our supply chain. So with this word on the highlights, I will now leave it up to Septima to take you through the financial performance in more granularity. So over to you, Septima.
Thank you, Trond. So we've had a good start to the year, resulting in us delivering group revenue growth of 11% and adjusted EBITDA growth of 13% for the half year, which we feel is a very solid outcome. Gross margin performance at a group level was positively impacted by a good nutrition performance, offset in part by softening genetic margins in the half year. At an adjusted EBITDA level, a strong nutrition result versus last year resulted in adjusted EBITDA of £7.9 million, with core business growth at a constant exchange rate being offset in part by currency fluctuations year on year, as the pound has strengthened against our main trading currencies. From a statutory measure perspective, we continue to move in the right direction towards making the business profit-making, as we posted a loss for the period of £3.1 million versus a loss of £13.8 million last year. Net debt, excluding our operating leases, has increased to £42.5 million as we continue to invest in the business. We ended the half year with cash of £53.6 million, and we're going to look at those items in more detail later in the presentation. Advanced Nutrition has built on the growth it experienced in quarter one to bring it to an overall revenue growth in the first half of the year of 17%, which has supported growth at an adjusted EBITDA level of 93%, both at a constant exchange rate. Growth in the gross margin was driven by growth in diet sales, which offset the expected margin erosion due to the Artemia strategic pricing reduction. Now, The growth in these markets was driven by both Europe and Asia, with continued weakness in the Americas impacting sales. The reduction of health products was driven by this weakness in the Americas. For the 2020-2021 Artemia harvest, this was a normalized harvest level of approximately 1,200 metric tons. During quarter two 2021, as previously noted in the quarter one, we did not have any payments under the GSL contract, but we do expect to pay approximately $6 million in quarter three 2021. Adjusted EBITDA showed a continued improvement due to the improved sales volume and mix, and also the continued cost containment, with an increase of £2.8 million to £6.2 million for the half year. We have continued to invest in the production infrastructure, with total capex of £2.8 million spent, of which £2 million was to bolster our fire systems in our Thai facility. Genetics grew overall revenues at 3% on constant exchange rate. Growth in the sale of salmon eggs, which is about 70% of our genetics revenue, was 5% versus last year. This growth was tempered as the demand profile for eggs has shifted slightly towards H2. This growth was also offset by lower harvest income and royalties, both of which impact gross margin and adjusted EBITDA. Gross margin, excluding the fair value uplift, was also impacted in part by a general increase in production costs in both Iceland and Norway, and also by costs associated with the production in Chile, which continues to come online. The drop in adjusted EBITDA, excluding the fair value uplift of £2 million, was driven in part by the losses made in the joint venture in Norway, as we noted in last quarter's presentation, of £1 million, and the other factors previously noted. We have continued our investment in the production facilities, with total capex of £4.6 million, of which £1.7 million spent in FY21 relates to the capacity expansion of the incubation facility in Iceland, and also our SPR shrimp facility capacity expansion, both of which continue to budget and time plan. Health has continued a solid sales performance for Salmosan in H1 versus a strong half year last year, where stockpiling of Salmosan had occurred due to COVID concerns. But gross margin grew to 26% versus last year. Good cost containment in OPEX and R&D, and even when building towards the launch of BMK, this has resulted in flat adjusted EBITDA year on year. In the first half of 2021, we invested £1.9 million of capex in clean treat units and BMK08, and continued to ramp up the investment in OPEX to support the launch readiness of this business area. As expected, the ramp up for BMK08 and clean treat launch has increased the overall OPEX spend in health versus last year. But this has been offset by reduced spend in genetics and nutrition, leading to an overall reduction of spend of 0.3. The year-to-date savings from the cost containment and restructuring programs so far have resulted in savings of £6.3 million of the promised annualised savings of £10 million. R&D, both OPEX and CAPEX for the business overall, has seen a decreased investment by £0.8 million. The largest portion of the genetic spend relates to the continued development of the SPR shrimp and our breeding nucleus. Health R&D is mainly focused on the continued development of BMK08 and clean treat. From a cash flow perspective, we've seen good cash generation in the first half of the year of 7.8. It's been offset in the main by 7.3 million investment in working capital. And the business does continue to invest in the growth vectors of the group in our business areas, as highlighted earlier. And this has led to capex of 9 million in the half year. From a financing perspective, I am delighted to note that we successfully completed the listing of our existing NOK bond on the Oslo Exchange. With current cash of 51.8 million at the 14th of May and available liquidity of 62.5 million, we're well placed for the future. As always, cash flow continues to be an important focus of the business as we move forwards towards being a cash generative business. Back to you, Trond.
Thank you, Septima, and shifting the focus to the outlooks for the remaining of financial year 21. In general, we foresee that the business will develop according to the expectations for the remaining of the year. In advanced nutrition, We have seen a rebound so far in this financial year, and we expect to keep that momentum as we move forward. COVID still poses a significant risk factor in our main markets, and we expect this to stay for a while. At the same time, we have seen signs of recovery in some markets that we believe will get even more evident as vaccination programs are starting to gain effects and things gradually move towards normal. Combined with our efforts to strengthen our commercial organization and effort in advanced nutrition, this makes us believe that we will keep the momentum we have seen in the first part of the year in this important business area. In genetics, we have good visibility on schedules for delivery of salmon eggs to the salmon market, which constitutes the backbone of our commercial activity in this business area. This makes us believe that we, for the totality of the year, will have another good performance in genetics. In health, it's now all about getting ready for the launch of BMK C-Rate and CleanTreat, which we have been working on for so many years. We are getting prepared operationally and commercially, and we will launch in Norway as planned. Timeline now down to one element, which is to obtain the MA in Norway and to get the Norwegian ratification of the MRL that we have been granted in the EU. We are actively working to get this in place in time, but it still remains subject to the timings of the final steps in the regulatory process. Finally, a few words on the longer-term prospects. I think it starts to become evident and well known that the aquaculture industry is a very exciting industry. It's supported by strong megatrends as need for sustainable food production to a growing global population, as well as trends towards search for healthy foods by a growing global middle class. This supports continued strong growth in the aquaculture or the aquaculture industry in itself. Like any other industry, growth creates sustainability issues, even more so in aquaculture, as this is a young industry. Focus on these issues is growing as the industry expands, driven by increased attention and interest. The catalyst for stronger sustainability focus come from an increased number of sources spanning from regulatory to investor, governmental schemes, new financial schemes, and new enabling technologies. The answer on the sustainability challenges lies in innovation, bringing forward new sustainable solutions. And the opportunity and need for such sustainable solutions is growing. So the compounded opportunity created by a fast-growing industry supported by strong megatrends and the accelerated need for sustainable solutions make the opportunity larger than it appears, and it's certainly bigger than the opportunity derived from the underlying growth of the aquaculture industry in itself. And it's in this landscape that Benchmark is so uniquely positioned. We are not alone in this industry, but from the perspective of opportunity, we are, in my mind, really unique. There are well-positioned companies in the industry within genetics. There are well-positioned companies within feed and nutrition, and there are companies in the industry that are well-positioned within animal health. But there are none that I know of, and that has the combination that we have in our core, genetics, advanced nutrition, and health, a combination that fits perfectly with the aims to contribute with solutions driving sustainability in aquaculture. And it's in this space we are unique, and we have a large opportunity if we are able to take it on. And this is really what it really comes down to for us in the longer term. We have a lot of opportunity that we intend to take on. But on that road, we will stay disciplined, making sure that we deliver on the short and near-term objectives. We're going to stay focused on the core, we're going to stay focused on financial control, and we are going to have our eyes fixed on obtaining sustainable profitability.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.